Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going on this 8th day of March 2009. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. We have Lindsey Williams joining us for the last hour and 15 minutes of this Sunday abbreviated transmission. I do every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. For folks in the eastern area, of course, that is 5 to 7 p.m. And out on the Pacific, that is 2 to 4. Thank you again for joining us today. Let me break down the four stacks of important news I have here, and I'm really just going to news blitz and go through news for the next 45 minutes until Mr. Williams joined us. Then we'll have open phones for the balance of the transmission dealing with what's happening with the contrived global collapse that we have been detailing for many years before it began, exactly how it would begin and how it would unfold. Vaccines were contaminated with avian flu virus. That is the headline, and that headline is out of the Toronto Sun. Here is another headline. This is out of the Canadian Press. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. Another headline out of the Times of India. Virus mix-up by lab could have resulted in pandemic. Another headline, vaccines as biological weapons, live avian flu virus placed in Baxter vaccine materials sent to 18 countries. That's out of National News and Mike Adams, the health ranger. And then that dovetails with the New York Times article dealing with Baxter Pharmaceutical, tied into Bayer. They were part of the IG Farben combine during World War II. Bayer is with the Nazis. Blood, money, and AIDS is the headline, and it talks about how Bayer and other companies knowingly shipped out Factor VIII blood product filled with HIV and hepatitis. And over a million dosages of that were sent out, and everyone that took it contracted HIV and AIDS eventually, and, of course, hepatitis, all three, A, B, and C in there for you. And, of course, France arrested the directors of Bayer in France, but that was it. Nobody else got in any trouble, and it did come out. This was from June 11th, 1996, by the way, the New York Times. I just thought I'd pull that up for you. But it came out in 2000 in court hearings that they premeditatedly did it. That's the important thing for those of you out there that still think vaccines are good for you. Sure, roll up your sleeves. You know, meanwhile, we have national television and Dr. Dina Dell and others calling us conspiracy theorists when we just read out of the Associated Press and the New York Times. But this latest one was bird flu. It kills over 60% of those that ingest it, but it's not very airborne. It only lives a few seconds in the air, so they were splicing it with a bunch of other varieties of hardy flu that are extremely airborne and extremely contagious. And by the grace of God, a subcontractor tested it on ferrets, and it killed all of them. Of course, normally they would just test on the ferrets because the ferrets get sick. It means that the flu virus wasn't radiated properly in the vaccine, a routine problem. And so then they would send it back. But it says it just killed them better than a hammer. So they studied what was in it, and it was this broke in the Czech Republic. They tested it there and in Austria. And the people at these 18 sites are all having to go to the hospital and be tested right now. So that's the type of issues we have here. I could, frankly, spend 2 hours on that, but spend a little bit more time on it later. Also, every day I see articles from even the South. You think this only goes on in places like Boston, in Massachusetts, or in places like Connecticut, where people legally go to the gun shop, they buy some guns, and the police pull them over and charge them for having an arsenal. There's no law, but they still go to prison. Now you're saying, how does that happen? Well, people go to prison all the time for not taking vaccines. There's no law. I've had listeners, and it's been in the newspaper, in Lyon County, Kentucky, Kelly Rushing gave state police some of my videos. The police arrested him and said it was threatening. and said that they didn't appreciate the material in my film Road to Tyranny. It was also a Ron Paul video, and I called the judge up at home, and he said, yeah, you can watch the court case. I'm not going to comment on it. And it was in the newspaper, and they took him in there and tried to put him in prison, and the jury said not guilty. They said it was terrorism to hand out my videos. Then we had the state police being trained on their own video footage around the country that freedom is terrorism. I'm not joking when I say this. I want you to understand something. But I see these articles every day where troops returning home are arrested for having guns legally, where citizens are being harassed. And, again, we're not against the police here until they stomp all over the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the feds are training the police the Second Amendment is evil and bad. They're federalizing everything. Police chiefs nationwide are announcing they're going to take your blood at checkpoints for any reason, any misdemeanor now. They're announcing everywhere that even small cities are getting federal grants to put up police surveillance cameras. We always told you the cameras weren't for the highway, folks. It was dual use. They're face scanning you. They're tracking you. Austin's getting it. It's just happening everywhere. But I have these reports here. Police arsenal found in Danbury teen's truck. And he's 18 years old. He went and legally bought some rifles. He was going to shoot them with his buddies in Maine ahead of a wedding that he was going to attend. The police pulled him over, and he had four rifles, and they freaked out and flipped out. And they were all legal semi-automatic rifles, and they still arrested him, and they're charging him. And there's no law, but they don't care. Now, in Texas, there was no law that you couldn't carry a rifle or shotgun loaded in your car. Still, people are in prison everywhere for it. You try putting one in your gun rack and driving down the road. So the state of Texas had to pass a law a few sessions back stating no. They had to pass a law saying there is no law that you know, making it illegal for you to carry a gun. The only law they kept in there was you can't have a loaded handgun with you in the front of the car. It needs to be separated from the ammo in the back of the car or locked up somewhere. But still, I know a lot of people get pulled over. They say, do you have any firearms in the car? Well, certainly I do, officer. Oh, going to go ahead and take you into jail. And the court system is so corrupt, they will charge you with things you're not even guilty of to put you under the jail. So I want to get into some of that. Let's just get into that right now, and I'm going to get into all this other news here on the economy. This is out of the Omaha World Tribune. And notice how they report this like it's normal and no big deal. A marksman in Iraq, no gun permit in Omaha. Now, they're honest in this article. The instant check is registration. It is a gun permit. It turns a right into a privilege. And Clinton put hundreds of thousands of veterans on a list when he left office where they have no criminal convictions, not even misdemeanors. The federal law, the 68 Gun Control Act, says a felony and you can't own a gun. But they don't care. That's why Obama is now seizing all the psychological records of all Americans. If you were 15 years old and put on Ritalin or something, no firearm. Didn't matter if you're 35 now. And a bank president. It doesn't matter if you were in the military. Doesn't matter if you're police. They're all going to be losing and are losing their peace officer licenses right now. So it goes on here. It says Sergeant Tim McKeely trained fellow Marines to fire 50 caliber machine guns. He qualified as a marksman. He fought in the Battle of Fallujah, Iraq, and received a combat medal with a V for Valor. Back home, he uses a rifle for target shooting. Yet when McKeely sought to buy a 9mm Ruger pistol for protection in his Midtown apartment, the Omaha Police Department rejected his application for a gun permit. You think in Nebraska they have a good Second Amendment. They don't. I was trusted by the federal government. Oh, we're trusted by the government. How nice. The people stealing all the money right now. To carry a loaded weapon, but I'm not allowed to purchase one by my local government. McKeely, 32, has received counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder related to service in Iraq. While completing an application for a gun permit, he responded yes to a question that asked whether he was being treated for a mental disorder. See, they advertise that everybody's got to get a mental disorder. It's like getting a new pair of Nike tennis shoes. It's the latest thing. It's how you get, you know, everybody should go to counseling, and, well, so it's on your insurance. We'll give you a designation. No gun for him. But that's nothing compared to this article out of Connecticut. Arsenal found in Danbury teen. They said, well, you're not allowed to have more than one gun, and so it didn't matter if he's going to the shooting range. We're going to charge him with felonies. And they just love it. Lick their lips as they destroy America. We'll be right back.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Throughout history, every time governments disarm their people, they jack the taxes up, double, triple them, and enslave the population. Every mafia-run city like New York, Chicago, and L.A. has massive gun control against the people and the highest crime rates. And now it's going nationwide. And I see these stories every day. And normally it's preceded by, Bill was an insurance salesman living in an upscale home at a barbecue. He told his neighbors the economy was going to collapse. I mean, I've seen literally hundreds of stories just like this. You can pull them up. And Bill told his neighbors the economy was going to collapse and that they needed to get storable food and buy firearms, and that he had quite a bit of firearms. The police raided his home and confiscated 15 firearms. And they're investigating to see if he's a terrorist. And then I go check the state's laws. I've seen this in Texas, Ohio, you name it. It's not even illegal. And then we'll call the person up over and over again. I'll have my producers, these people. And 99% of the time they go, oh, my lawyer says don't talk. My lawyer says I got to plead to this. But wait, it's not illegal. I know, but you know, they're just saying that if I plead, they won't put me in prison for 20 years and I'll just be on probation. And a few times they fought it and won. They've listened to me. It's gotten to the point I don't even call these people up anymore. But you know what? Let's do it again. This week I'm going to call this gentleman up. A 18-year-old city resident is in a Massachusetts jail after state police said they found an arsenal in his truck. Luke S. Huizinga was on his way to a wedding in Maine when a state trooper pulled him over for a minor traffic violation. It goes on. He had a Bushmaster, semi-automatic. He had a shotgun. Why, he had some knives. Oh, my gosh. And it goes on and on. It shows the pocket knives. They're so deadly. He was going up there to shoot with his buddies. And it goes on to say that he just graduated as a top of his class homeschooler and had no criminal record, including no misdemeanors. He was homeschooled as a sportsman and gun enthusiast who's familiar with guns, perhaps a little too much, his mother said. Stressed that he was no criminal intent. And they never list the crime he's committed here. And I see this over and over again. I mean, listen, folks, try in Austin, Texas, driving with your pickup truck with a rifle. The police will pull you over in 10 seconds. Now, in rural areas, I have talked to family that live in East Texas, where we've been since 1829, and the police will pull over, you know, if you're walking across the street to your own land to go dove hunting, and they'll, let me see a bird hunting license. Let me call the game warden over here. Let me, you know, what are you doing with that shotgun? It's the Soviet Union. Okay, and I've had enough of it. See, first, we can't have our rifles in our cars. Folks, when I was in high school, drove a red pickup truck. I had a rifle rack in my car, and I'd throw my .243 in there and jet down to the ranch to do some hunting. And I remember being pulled over, and they'd say, you know why we pulled you over? That rifle. What are you doing with that? Well, I'm going deer hunting, buddy. What do you think I'm doing? I need you to get out of the car. I'm going to have to search it. And one time, myself and who was it? Roger Raisler, later a UT football player, a few years younger than me, and his brother Alex Raisler were driving. And by the way, he was valedictorian of his class. Now he's like a top doctor. But the point is, no criminal record. Guys I lifted weights with. And we're driving to go to the shooting range. And we've got four rifles in the back and some handguns. And state police pull us over, go through the guns, ask us why we've got them. They get on the radio, the cop wants to do something to us, and his superiors tell him don't. I mean, this country is down the toilet. It is down the toilet. We have turned into a secret police degenerate nation. You know, I've told the story one time when I lived in an apartment, walked out when I was in college, popped the back of my Mustang hatchback, threw the deer rifle in there, drove, went hunting, came back a few days later. My neighbor said, yeah, the police were here. And they went to your door and everything else because, you know, old lady next door saw you putting a rifle in there. Oh, my goodness, not in America. Because these people, all they do is watch television. And all these cop shows are based in New York and Chicago and Boston. You know, these fake shows. But then the real cop shows, too, where you're not allowed to carry a handgun or rifle in your car. Even if you're going to the shooting range. It's up to their discretion. Texas was like that for a while, but so many lawsuits later, they had to back off of that. So that's the moral of the story. You can fight this. And you see these TV shows every episode. Oh, you know, he's got a gun. You got a permit for this? Very few places you've got to have a permit. But they say, you got a permit for this? And people watch that in Alabama and Texas and Northern California and Nevada and Arizona and Wyoming and everywhere else, Oklahoma. They watch these shows, and so then when they're in your house, I had a carpet cleaner one time try to call the police on me for a shotgun on the wall. Back before I had children, in my broadcast studio out of my house, had a shotgun right up on the wall, had a gun safe right next to it. You bet, got a shotgun. And that guy started freaking out about it. I'm not going to clean this room. That gun's illegal because it was black and, I guess, scary. And I was just like, what are you talking about, pal? There had to be a newspaper article of me leading a gun rally on the cover of the Metro and State. And I held up the newspaper. I said, see me on the newspaper at a Second Amendment rally? It's not illegal for me to have that gun. Then I had a bad feeling. And I called the carpet cleaning place, one of the bigger ones here in town. They drive yellow trucks. I'll just leave it at that. And the manager said, yes, Mr. Jones, he did want to call the police, but we explained to him it's not illegal. You understand the country we live in? The government knows, the criminals that run the government that are stealing all the money out of the banks for right now. They know what they're doing. They put up billboards for the last 15 years, constantly in every state of the union, with an image of a revolver, and it says, report illegal guns. These weak-minded cowards out there that make up most of the American people see that and think that revolvers are illegal. It is creating the perception with these numbskulls, just like they've created the color of law perception that you've got to take all the vaccines the government says you have to take. But it's just incredible to see this type of thing happening. And you know, police say they're pro-Second Amendment, then act like it. Then act like it. Defend it, because it isn't going to be there long. You know something? They've reintroduced the assault weapons ban, but this time they want to physically ban all semi-automatics. All semi-autos will be banned. Semi-automatic rifles, handguns, .22s, most of the firearms out there. You're going to have to hand them in. Federal psychological testing for everyone. Not that you've already on some list because, you know, you got depressed when you were 20 or something when your daddy died of cancer. Not because you were in a car wreck and they give everybody a psychological designation. Or not because you collapsed once in 120-degree weather in Iraq or something and they give you that designation. They hand them out like hotcakes. They give more than half the troops that leave the military now a psychological designation. That's so they can disarm you. They don't want people who know how to use weapons and defend this country to have them. But see, they've gotten smart. They don't brag about their legislation anymore. They just introduce it quietly. Just like they've been saying for months, they don't want to return to the Fairness Doctrine to restrict free speech. But this time they say on the Internet. Now they've introduced a bill to do just that. Nancy Pelosi, Wall Street Journal, reported Friday that will restrict free speech on the Internet and talk radio. The bill was introduced by the Speaker of the House. Meanwhile, Obama's out lying in public saying, oh, we're not reintroducing that. They do that to destroy resistance, just like they've introduced all these federal bills for carbon taxes on every facet of your cars, your home, businesses, jobs, hundreds of taxes. And then Obama comes out and says he's not going to do it, to destroy people saying no. Meanwhile, they've introduced the bills. You understand how they operate? You understand what they're doing? All right, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about the deadly vaccines, the latest. Hey, how about some bird flu in your vaccine? How's that sound? How about make it go airborne? How about kill a bunch of us deader than a hammer? How about some AIDS in your vaccine? We'll tell you about that when we get back.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
So what's really happening is they're demonizing the Second Amendment and effectively banning the Second Amendment right now. And without even having new federal laws, they're saying millions of former members of the military, veterans, cannot own firearms now by the government giving them psychological designations for absolutely no reasons. And also the general public. They want you institutionalized. They want you on welfare, or they want you deep in debt, or they want you in the psychiatric system. And that's what national service is about, is forcing the rest of us to be in the government system. And the bills are introduced where you, even if you were never given a psychological designation, you will go before federal psychiatrist to be every 2 years to be able to have a permit to own firearms, period, retroactively. That is introduced right now. They are coming for the Second Amendment. Make no mistake. Okay, let me get into this news story. Baxter product contained live bird flu virus. That is out of the Toronto Sun. Here is another one out of the Times of India. Virus mix-up by lab could have resulted in pandemic. And I have other mainstream news articles along these lines at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What happened is Baxter Pharmaceuticals, based in the U.S., mailed to 18 of its subsidiary factories in Europe with the orders to mix H5N1 avian flu virus, the deadly type that kills more than 60% of the people that come in contact with it. A horrible, gruesome death. Your lungs fill up with water, you die. It has a higher kill rate with young children. So they shipped this out. Has nothing to do with the regular flu vaccine, but it's mixed at 18 different locations in the big test batches. And the scientists that were reporting on this in the Canadian, French, German, Czech news, we have quotes in stories we've written up on Infowars.com that link to all this that are kind of boil downs of all this news. But this is so important, I recommend you read all the articles on it to fully grasp it. This is the perfect way to mutate the bird flu, the deadly bird flu, into a super airborne flu. Because it is not possible, it is likely that it would then mutate into a airborne type by merging with the other flu strains. But as if that isn't bad enough, it will also kill you if you are injected with this or give you a good chance of being killed with it without it even mutating. Because the H5N1 is very fatal. It just doesn't live long in the air, so it needs to get through your skin into your bloodstream to be effective, and that's exactly what being injected with this will do. So I thought I would go back, and thank God this got caught and stopped, but not by Baxter. I thought I would go back. You can just Google HIV hepatitis in factor 8 into Google, and you'll get hundreds of news articles, MSNBC pieces where they admit that Bayer, the big parent company of a bunch of these conglomerates, knowingly for years, and this was ongoing until 2000, all over the world shipped out HIV-filled factor 8 blood clotting agent that's injected. The media always calls it a vaccine. It really isn't. And it's also filled with hepatitis. And it turned out they knowingly did this. And who was involved in that as well? Baxter Pharmaceutical, the same ones. Now, what's interesting here is the mainstream European press, big newspapers in the Czech Republic and others are saying, was this done on purpose to cause a pandemic because Baxter separately is trying to get approval for a bird flu vaccine? So that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's mainstream news in Europe. But look at this article from 96. You can pull up hundreds of these. Blood, money, and AIDS. Last December, Corey Dublin, a hemophiliac infected with the virus that causes AIDS, met for lunch at Carol's Restaurant in Camarillo, California, with John Bocci, the president of Baxter International Inc. unit that makes blood clotting products. Mr. Dublin, like an estimated 6,000 to 10,000 hemophiliacs nationwide, it's a lot more than that now, it's millions worldwide, became infected with HIV after receiving a tainted clotting substance by Baxter and three other companies in the 70s and 80s. No, this went on longer than that. This is from 96. Hundreds of victims have sued, but statutes of limitations prevented thousands more from bringing claims. Really, there's no statute on fraud. There's no statute on murder. That's not true. Mr. Dubbin, however, had not come to lunch to pick a fight. Rather dissatisfied with the way the key plaintiff's lawyers were handling litigation, he was on a stealth mission to negotiate for all those infected a settlement with four companies without the knowledge of key plaintiff's lawyers. There's just an example of that. Go to YouTube and Google Bayer AIDS, and you can watch the news clips about it, where they knowingly, especially Bayer Pharmaceutical, did this. Now, we told you 2 years ago that in the trials of the HPV, the human papillomavirus vaccine, that it was killing scores of people that took it, and thousands of others were having autoimmune responses and seizures and bloody sores popping up all over their body with this live cancer virus injection that they admit doesn't even guarantee that it will stop from getting cervical cancer that only kills about 4,000 people a year. And they're saying every girl needs it, now every boy needs it. Perry claims it's the law to take it. Go look, there is no law. He just made it a recommended shot to the state health departments as a recommended to go to school. They don't tell you there's waivers. But why are there waivers if there's not even a law to need a waiver? And now CBS News, CNN, all of them are having reported all these deaths confirmed by the HPV, human papillomavirus, inoculations. So, you know, do this at your own risk, ladies and gentlemen. If you go back about 15 years ago, there were only five vaccines they tried to push that they claim were mandatory. Now it's over 60 shots they're trying to make people take. The big pharma comes out with new vaccines. They go lobby, pay off politicians, and politicians then claim it's the law, you've got to take them, when there's not even a law, you've got to take them. Just fraud and lies and corruption on every single front. Now this is confirmed there's HIV in these products. It's confirmed bird flu. It's confirmed the swine flu that was caused by vaccines is admitted. Killed tens of thousands in the U.S. alone. Remember that in the 70s? Folks, you better find out about all this. You better learn what's going on with all of this. You better learn about the connection between vaccines and cancer. Not just the DNA in the vaccines triggering cancer, but the fact that HV40, SV40, and scores of other viruses, most cancer is viral. Most cancer is viral. That's the big dirty secret. But now that that's out, they have vaccines against viral cancer, which then kill you in many cases or maim you. But look into the fact of SV40. Just Google SV40 cancer. And you will be on the Centers for Disease Control admitting more than 200 million Americans were injected with it and that it causes scores of different types of fast-acting cancers that were unknown until the 50s with the polio vaccine. And guess what? That's still in most major vaccine stocks. Not just, let me explain that again, not just polio. Now, if you see my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, we show all the documents, all the government documents, State Department, CIA, congressional testimony, that the eugenics families, like the Rockefellers, who publicly are in the encyclopedia funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Eugenics Society, that Hitler learned everything he got from, that they knowingly discovered that most cancer is viral and that it is implanted in your vaccines. I mean, I just read to you where it's HIV and bird flu. I mean, what else do you need out there? We'll be right back with Lindsey Williams, a bunch of economic news. Stay with us.
Now, with food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. I know we've had loaded phones since the start of the show. I know your calls will be all over the map, but Lindsay Williams can comment on those. Later, at the very end of the show, I'm going to play a clip of a senator that actually asked some hard questions of the private Federal Reserve head, Bernanke. They won't say where the $9.7 trillion now they've stolen went. And there's a Bloomberg headline from Friday. Fed refuses to release bank data, insists on secrecy. That's what this police state's all about. So the offshore banks that control Washington can carry out their heist. Also, the media is saying that Obama is basically making his entire policy system be built around attacking Rush Limbaugh. They have to do that because the Republicans and Democrats all vote to expand government, attack our liberties and freedoms, so they have to act like there's a difference between the two parties. And that will energize the liberal base, that will energize the mainline conservative base. This is a basic form of manipulation. We'll go over it. I also have some other important news. You know, there's that Bob Dylan song, Sundown on the Union. And he says in there, you know, someday even growing your own home garden will be against the law. And I've seen articles around Europe and the United States where they're restricting people even having gardens in their backyards saying, you might grow marijuana. See, no citizen can even be trusted, not just to have a gun. You can't be trusted to grow tomatoes. And if you go back to slaves in Europe under feudalism, they couldn't grow their own food. It's a system of control. And I saw that out of the Tulsa World. Tulsa City Councilor questions community gardens, saying allowing citizens to grow gardens in their backyards. Yeah, we're so controlled, can't have a garden. He says because they might grow marijuana, so we have to have police inspections of your garden. See, all guilty until proven innocent. Oh, my gosh, you got a tomato plant. And here in Austin, everybody I talk to that gets raided by the police, it's for having bloodweed in their backyard that grows everywhere. Oh, that bloodweed looks a little bit like it. We don't have a warrant, but we're coming in your house. It's such a sick joke. They use the phony drug war to get involved in our lives, and the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs on our streets, the more liberties and freedoms we lose. Look at Mexico collapsing because of their phony drug war. You end the drug war, the crime gangs, the syndicates, the banks laundering the money will rise up like a coal sore. It'll all become very, very clear. But they won't do that because it's their plan to bring down this nation. It's the globalists. They want to conquer us. It's what they do. And until we wake up to that, it's over. Now, I want to introduce Lindsay Williams. Lindsay hadn't been on the Sunday syndicated show. I know a lot of our listeners tune into both the weekday shows and the Sunday show. But, Lindsay, in the time we've got, I would just ask you to basically recap who you are, the story you've told, the information that's come out, you know, what you wrote about 25 years ago came out to be true in declassified documents, that there's more oil in one area of Alaska than in all of Saudi Arabia, and they won't let us have it because they want to, you know, be able to manipulate the prices. We also know that, well, you said 7 months ago on this show and others that the oil price is going to drop from $147 a barrel to below $50. Everybody laughed at you, but you have these former executive contacts when you worked with the board of Atlantic Richfield and others as their chaplain, and you've since talked to this individual again, and you went on my show and made those predictions because it was directly from the globalist. Just like we infiltrated Bilderberg in 2006 and said they're going to run the stock market up to $14,000 again and then drop it in 2008, but not because we're geniuses. We cover what the elite are actually doing. And we talked about how they would claim it was the subprime mortgages that caused it when it wasn't, and then that they would steal basically all the money because we had sources inside Bilderberg. And that's covered, by the way, in my new film, The Obama Deception, that comes out March 15th. So just basically recap, and then everything we've covered in the last three or four interviews we've done, condense it down, what's happening in the world. Lindsey Williams, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be this weekend with you on your weekend show for the first time. I feel honored. And, yes, let's go back a ways. And, well, first of all, let me say that back on July the 28th, you were bold enough to allow me to present something that possibly no way in this world it could happen. But I guess as a result of you knowing that for the past 35 years the elite have told me things, you allowed me on your show to tell you, because I had a contact from them 8 months ago and was told everything that the elite planned to do in the world for the next year to a year and a half. And it has happened exactly like they said it. But let me go back so that folks will understand why I can say the things that I'm going to say today, because today I'm going to tell you how things have already taken place and everything that will happen for the next year. It began for me 35 years ago. I was asked to be the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and the elite, and the folks, let me say as emphatically as I can that positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And since I was chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, they invited me to sit in on their board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor as they were building the biggest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil from the Prudhoe Bay, huge new American oil field on the Arctic Ocean. Well, I had the experience of my lifetime. Now, by the providence of God, it had to have happened, because how would a little unknown, insignificant missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska all of a sudden be allowed to sit with the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, top oil company officials of the world? It could have only happened by the providence of God. Very few people on the face of this earth have ever lived with the elite for 3 years' time. I did. Sat across the dinner table from them. Stayed in the same dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay on the oil field. These were not men coming to my church. I was on their oil field. They greeted me kind of like a mascot, told me everything that I asked, never withheld anything from me. And I had an opportunity to literally observe the elite of the world firsthand, as probably nobody else ever has that would be allowed to ever tell the story, and I'm quite sure they didn't think that I would. Well, over the past 35 years, everything that I've ever been told by them, I have told it to the world. And a few times I've been contacted, and they've said, Chaplain, you're saying too much, and you're going to have to back off. If you don't, we're going to have to take action. Well, that's exactly what happened back 8 months ago. One of them called me. This is the second time this has happened in 35 years. This gentleman I had not seen for about 25 years. I know who he is. He's 82 years of age now, but once you become a part of them, you never get away from it. And he said, Chaplain, you've got to quit saying certain things. You're talking too much, and you're getting us in trouble. And if you don't quit, we're going to have to take action.
And by the way, for those that don't know, your video went as viral as Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history. It was number one on Google Video for 6-7 months with millions of views a day. So that's why they called you. It was an international sensation. The info you've been telling us for myself 13 years finally got a lot of attention. So they call you up. They threaten you. Continue.
Yes, and what he said was not too pleasant. And I remember very well that John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States of America, decided one day he'd buck the elite, change over the currency, and do away with the Federal Reserve. Well, it didn't take long for him to get shot. So there was no sense in the world in me arguing with him. I talked with the gentleman a few minutes, agreed to pull my video, redo it, agreed to shut down my website, which you won't find it there any longer. But that's not the important thing. The important part is what I can do in helping you who are listening to this program today know everything that the elite told me for the next year and a year and a half that they plan to do. Because after this gentleman and I came to agreement, he said, now, Chaplain, if you'll do these simple things, he said, we'll let you alone and let you go ahead and talk like you want to. Well, at that point, I asked him, I decided I'd be friendly. I said, how's your family, your wife, where have you been living since I saw you 25 years ago? He became quite polite, and at that point, I began asking him questions, and for 45 minutes' time, he talked with me on the phone. Now, if you can imagine, now this Alex, I must say, I put on my britches just like you do every morning.
This is former CEO of one of the big five oil companies, but go ahead.
Yeah, and he was talking with me on the phone, and he said, this is what we're going to do. Now, that was when crude oil was $147 a barrel.
It actually hit $150, to be technical, but go ahead.
Yeah, and there's no way in this world that it was going to come down to $50 a barrel, but he said to me it's coming down to $50 a barrel. He said the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to $1.50 to $2 a gallon. He said, I said, why are you going to do this? He said, we're going to do it for the purpose of bankrupting OPEC oil-producing countries of the world. This was unthinkable. The richest people on the face of the earth to be bankrupted. I said, what's this going to do to that city over there called Dubai, five-star, never anything been built like it before? He said, it's going to become a ghost town. He went right down the line with everything that was going to happen, including what was going to take place for the next 12 months to a year and a half in the United States of America. Now, Alex, I would like to do something very unusual on your program as it goes along today. I have never done this in the 35 years that I have had the privilege of doing radio talk shows all across America. I have never done what I'd like to do on your show today. You see, knowing the elite personally, sitting across the dinner table from them, living in the dorms with them, talking with them on their level, I was able to analyze their mind.
I understand. Stay there. You got to know them and how they work. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.